The Rendezvous and Other Stories by Daphne du Maurier. Read by Edward de Souza. No Motive. Mary Farron went into the gunroom one morning, about 11:30, took her husband's revolver and loaded it, then shot herself. The butler heard the sound of the gun from the pantry. He knew Sir John was out and would not be back until lunchtime, and no one had any business to be in the gunroom at that hour of the day. He went to investigate, and there he saw Lady Farron lying on the floor in a pool of her own blood. She was dead. Aghast, he called the housekeeper, and after consultation they agreed he must first telephone the doctor, then the police, and lastly Sir John himself, who was at a board meeting. The butler told the doctor and the police, who arrived within a few minutes, what had happened. His message on the telephone had been the same to each. Her ladyship has had an accident. She is lying in the gunroom with a gunshot wound in her head. I fear she is dead. The message summoning Sir John was worded differently. It just said, "Would Sir John please return home at once, as her ladyship had met with an accident." The doctor, therefore, had to break the news to the husband when he came. It was a painful, wretched business. He had known John Farron for years. Both he and Mary Farron were patients of his. A happier married couple did not exist. And they were both looking forward to the baby that was to be born to them in the spring. No difficulties were expected. Mary Farron was normal, healthy, and delighted at the prospect of being a mother. The suicide, therefore, did not make sense. Because it was suicide. There was no doubt about it. Mary Farron had scribbled three words on a writing pad, which she had put on the desk in the gunroom.